The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. It's me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia. It's not raining yet today. Maybe summer is on the way in. We keep our fingers crossed. This is episode 252 of the Colombia Calling podcast. I've had a lot of feedback, and thank you for that, from episode 251 with the academic who preferred to remain anonymous, who has been interviewing many reincorporated FARC guerrillas up and down the country in the north, central, and south, and has told us some of the challenges ahead, or present indeed, in this reincorporation and reintegration of former FARC combatants into society. So we're taking a little bit of a change in tact this week. We're here in the offices of Semana magazine. So those of you who know Colombia will know it's the kind of the Colombian version of Time magazine or Newsweek or whatever you like to say, or maybe even a bit more highbrow than both of those. Let's flatter them while we're here in the offices. And we're here with the director of operations for Semana Rural, Paola Forero, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the projects that Semana have on board regarding tourism, apps, and so on. A little bit of a background note. In a bizarre twist of fate, all of this came about. So I studied with Paola's sister many years ago when we studied her conflict resolution. So all of this has come round, and now I'm here with the older sister interviewing about tourism in Colombia. So welcome on Colombia Calling, Paola.
Richard, thank you very much for inviting us to talk about this. I think it's a very important topic to talk about, and a special moment to talk about.
It is a special moment. Colombia is growing. Let's keep the politics to one side. Tourism is growing. Mm-hmm. The country is opening up. Press is more positive, let's say international press. So let's talk about why Semana, the magazine, has decided to get involved in pushing tourism, or how?
I will start with talking about the context where this has been born. Mm-hmm. Basically, more than three years ago, USAID, the United States Agency for Cooperation, International Cooperation, opened a very big convocatory to basically fund projects that help to build a reconciliation along the country. So they are funding different type of projects. They are funding developing projects, productivity, government projects, etc. And we realize, and they realize, that the communication is a very special, important area to tackle if you want to really build a reconciliation, especially in rural Colombia. Mm-hmm. So that's where this project was born. So Semana, the magazine, decided to create this project called Semana Rural, with the idea to use the communication and the information as a tool to build reconciliation in the territories. So basically, we do this using different channels. Mm-hmm. We have a newspaper, which is distributed in 13 cities Basically, most of them has been cities affected by the conflict. We have radio programs in communal radios.
Mm-hmm.
In the country.
Community radio stations.
Yes,
okay.
Community radio stations. And we organize talks about special important topics that are important topics which are important in the cities we are working on. And about a year ago, we decided, we found that tourism was a very special sector to work,
mm-hmm.
right? We realized all the cities, or most of the cities which were affected by the conflict, were looking for opportunities to find a development, but a special development, no? This is a development that implicates or includes environmental conservancy projects and environmental challenge that has all these cities. And we found that if we could use this sector to show a different face of these cities and the rural Colombia for the urban citizens,
yeah.
right? So that's the reason we started this project, especially in tourism. So the first thing we did was to create an app. The app is called Arranca.
Get started, head off, something like that. Arranca, like starting a motor.
Yes, yes. The name, after creating it, we realized probably for the English-speaking public, it wasn't a very good name, but in Spanish,
it's
a great name.
It's
right?
A great name.
So basically what we want to do with this application is that right now, this is a guide, a travel guide,
mm-hmm.
right? But the difference with this guide is that we promote only remote destinations,
mm-hmm.
right? So we find this type of areas in Colombia which are finding or trying to develop the tourism sector to develop their economies and to try to give basic needs for the communities, right? So this is the type of destinations we have in the application. We were born as a journalist project,
mm-hmm.
and we are evolving to a more sector specialized guide.
Mm-hmm.
No? So right now you find a very good travel
stories,
yes, let's say, like experience of
mm-hmm.
a traveler in this type of sites. And for us it has been very important to make it clear, no, for the people who follow us, that we are not talking about traditional destinations.
Not talking about Cartagena?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Yes, we have Cartagena, but we only have Basurto.
Okay, so the market, the traditional market.
A traditional market,
mm-hmm.
with the people from real Cartagena,
mm-hmm.
let's say it, goes to do the market. So
mm-hmm.
you have like a very authentic experience, and we expect that the people who decide to visit these destinations is contributing to the development of this sector in the areas we are promoting, right? So basically, for us, the tourist sector is only an excuse,
mm-hmm.
right? A tool to help these communities to find their path to development.
So these are cities and towns that have been, you know, hammered by the conflict,
mm-hmm.
where you're getting Semana Rural, your newspaper. And the app, Arranca, is for, let's say, lesser known destinations, or maybe some that are known but still need help in getting started or building their, I would say, platform for tourism and everything else. Very interesting, this. There are a lot of challenges involved in this, but of course it's the right idea, because if you can stimulate economy, you can then start addressing things like reconciliation, because it's the basic needs. When people are working and producing and it's consistent, then you can also bring in the social side of this. Mm-hmm. I think rather than needing to pick up weapons and mm-hmm. or grow coca, mm-hmm. there is another income. Now, I did notice in Semana Rural there was an article about the in Spanish, of course, the tourism being the new petroleum for Colombia. Now, you can't obviously say too much about this, but my listeners will know where I stand on this. Is it? Tourism is going to be a big economic motor. Yes, by 2022, there will be 6 million foreign tourists coming to Colombia. But it's still a big ask of tourism to pick up all that slack. So I'm not going to ask you to talk about that because, we're here and you've got all sorts of political allies. But the money, I think what you're really... It's a very successful message that you're giving there is this trying to bridge the gap between rural and urban Colombia. Mm. It's so present. I mean, just sitting here in the offices of Semana, how distant are we from someone in the Depresión Mompocina, living with no running water? But they're still Colombian, they're yes. still the same country. So you're bridging that gap. You said you were doing sort of convocatorias. Are you doing talks are you doing presentations here in the city to try and educate?
No, we basically do, these talks are part of Semana Rural,
okay.
but these are not specific for tourism
okay.
aspects, right? So we do talks about relevant topics mm-hmm. in the areas mm-hmm. where we work, mm-hmm. right? So basically that's the idea of the talks. Mm-hmm. But regarding the point about how do we choose the destinations,
mm-hmm. Very good.
No? Where do we... try to build this reconciliation. When you talk about tourism in Colombia, there has been a lot of expectation about this sector. But when you look the numbers, you realize we are a very, very, very...
I would say lacking or far behind?
Far behind okay. what it should be.
Yeah.
To be like the petroleum,
yes.
the new petroleum, as the current government mm-hmm. has said. So basically, we are trying is to find the areas which really have opportunities to mm-hmm. develop, to use this sector as a tool of development. It is not easy, because if you look the whole country, even traditional areas like Cartagena, mm-hmm. Are far behind what the international standards show us we yep. should be.
Yep.
So it's not easy to choose which places to promote.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And especially because when you talk about tourism, a lot of people demand mm-hmm. Minimum standards, especially in security.
Yep.
And this is exactly what we lack in Colombia. Mm. And finally,
yeah.
we can go to these places.
Yeah.
But still, it's a risk to travel to these places. Most of the places we are trying to help don't have basic needs covered.
Mm-hmm.
So as you said, some of them even doesn't have current water.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have infrastructure, so you don't have highways to arrive to these places. You don't have one thing that is really difficult is that you don't have transaction options
mm-hmm.
to pay the places or to book or to... So we are talking really about a very rural, authentic and undeveloped tourism, But that makes the opportunity as well, because we are talking about places, really wonderful places,
mm-hmm.
because when you see the whole country, you will find that we have a nature. We are number two in biodiversity in the world. And you see it, no? When you travel to the country area, you see it. So it's really an opportunity. And I started the conversation saying that it's a very special moment
mm-hmm.
because if we really want to develop the tourists in this country, I think we have the opportunity to do it properly, yes? So we don't want a tourist sector which destroy the environment, which all their profitability is going to external or actors,
yeah.
Right? So if we do it right, we can have enormous gains from this development. So that's the idea. Arranca is right now is only a guide, a travel guide.
Mm-hmm.
It's in an app. This is free, so I invite everybody who is listening that to download it. But we are trying to do more than that. So we are trying to promote these places, to invite people to come and visit these places, because at the end we want is the people to develop empathy with these places.
Mm-hmm.
And doing tourism, I think, is gains for both sides. No, so you gain an experience, you get to know real Colombia, rural Colombia, the needs these people really have, what is really happening in these places, what has happened in the past, because we are promoting places where you now can travel, but those places were really the focus of the conflict in the past. And of course, these communities will gain a lot with your money.
it's the truth. It's a remarkable, almost an economy that can be shared through tourism. As you say, there is a long way to go before it becomes the new petroleum, but you've really hit on some very important points. You're completely on message, which it means that, you know, Samana have trained you right.
No, it's what we believe.
It's what you believe.
All of us.
Well, I believe in Colombia. I have my existential moments, but I believe in Colombia, and tourism will grow. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk further about issues and the app. Now, of course, you can find it in your Apple Store, your Google Play Store. Just Arranca, A-R-R-A-N-C-A, exclamation mark. One day it'll be in English. But check it out, because it could give you some ideas and what have you. So we're going to take a short break. This is episode 252 of the Colombia Calling podcast, and we'll be back with Paola Forero, the Director of Operations for Semana Rural. Don't go away. Thank you for listening. And we're back. This is Colombia Calling, episode 252. I'm Richard McCall. We're here with Paola Forero. She's the Director of Operations for Semana Rural. It's been a really fascinating talk so far about the efforts of an entity like Semana. It's a big publishing house, Semana, you know, obviously the very famous magazine, but there are other things that come out of the Semana publishing house here. They've got this whole team together for Semana Rural. This newspaper that we mentioned previously that goes out to 13 different towns and cities around the country. Before we move on to the app again, can you tell us a little bit about some of those towns where this newspaper goes to?
Yes, basically what we did, we are responding to the big focalization that USA did, right? So we didn't select the towns, but as I mentioned before, the towns are cities that were directly affected by the conflict.
Okay.
So we are talking about rural areas where the conflict was really, really hard, and where the people didn't have any information, probably before the war, because the government haven't been there. And then during the war, the population were silent, right? So they didn't have access to any kind of information, and any kind is no information at all. Any newspaper. These are cities where they don't have internet connection. So basically, those were silence cities.
I'm thinking in my head, I've got Granada, Meta, for example.
For example, in Meta, we have Briseño.
Okay.
Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
We are talking about Florida.
Caquetá, Florida.
Florencia, sorry, in Caquetá. We are talking this type of cities where they really didn't have access to any information.
The heart of guerrilla territory.
Exactly.
You say.
Okay. Exactly. So basically, our goal is to offer to installate capacities in those cities for the people of the city to start to build information, right? And not information only about the conflict, but also to try to convince them that they have a lot of things to show and to
share as well,
to foster in their territories. No, they need to believe their territories are capable to build development. So that's basically deep inside what we want with this project.
I like that. What kind of artists are there? Articles about these people then from these areas, showing them that they have a voice and people are interested in their lives?
Yes. We are convinced that information build transform realities. So that's our basic. So what we try is to show different realities. Different realities, no. The whole reality that a territory has. So it means good stories and bad stories.
Yes.
The problems and the good things. So we try to do it. We try to build information which is a very transparent, which is balanced information. We try to bring to our media all the actors which are relevant to the topics we talk about. And we try to show the good and the bad. Yeah. That's the end.
Well, there's no reason to hide what has happened, because you can't move on without discussing, and it's a whole part of the reconciliation process. And you can't sort of, you know, just mask it. It's like, okay, 2016, an accord was signed. Well, that's the past. Now we're in a bright new future of Colombia. No, there's plenty of things that need to be worked out. But that sounds very positive indeed. Semana Rural, the newspaper. So if you do happen to be in these areas, but I do know that you do put some of the articles online, don't you?
Yes, I invite everybody to visit our webpage, which is www.semanarural.com.
So semanarural.com, very easy, and you can find all sorts of stuff on there.
Yes.
Now, let's
it's in Spanish.
That's fine.
That's the only
My listeners, there's a lot of Colombian expatriates, so Colombians elsewhere, who listen to the Colombia Calling podcast, and they like it in English for some reason. And, of course, people coming to the country, so and tourists, and, of course, the expat community here. So at some level, they have to have Spanish.
Look.
You know, so therefore, they should practice, because Semana Rural will be a good place to start, you know, practice your reading, practice. Let's go back to Arranca, and, of course, you set up Arranca not only for these more obscure destinations, but also it's for a Colombian market at this moment. Hence, it's in Spanish. Hence, it's Arranca. It will grow, of course. Arranca is a great name in Spanish. I have my worries because of what a pro export did with Sabrosura, which they've quietly just pushed it away because it didn't catch on. But Arranca, you know, I can see that one being more attractive. Tell us about some of the destinations that you've got on the app.
I will say that most, if not all of the most of the destinations are nature tourism destinations. So basically the big part is inviting the people to really experience an authentic nature contact experience. And natural contact experience, because in these destinations we don't have big infrastructure. So what you will face is a real contact with nature and with the communities that will receive you, because they haven't been In most of the places we have in the application, they haven't been training for international tourists, which demands basic things. So you will find like nature richness in all the destinations, authentic food. And most of all, you will find communities which are really trying to develop their territory, to protect the environment, and to grow as a tourist, authentic tourist niche.
But you've your team or the people who write this, they've been to these places or they've communicated, and I hope they've also communicated the fact is like, listen, this is not going to change from today to tomorrow. This is a long-term change. You know, this takes time.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We know these places, and basically because we have a responsibility, you know, to promote these places. So basically, we have chosen these places based in a criteria, which are like a mix of social and reconciliation and post-conflict areas and tourist potential, right? So we are not showing places that doesn't want to receive tourists.
Okay,
you know?
So they have to be open to tourism.
They definitely have to be a finding in the tourist a path to develop and opportunities to be economically sustainable, to protect the environment. We don't want to promote places that are not caring about the environment, which happens to a lot of important destinations in the world, right? So basically, we are showing an opportunity to visit in a very responsible way the really nice Colombia we haven't been able to visit.
It's Colombia is embarrassingly wealthy in destinations to visit, and a 2-week trip to Colombia does no justice. It's just scratching the surface. A 4-week trip helps a bit more. 6 weeks is better. 8 weeks. I've been here 11 and a half years and I've still not been to Putumayo. You know, I really want to go there, and there's lots of places, and it's difficult to organize this, but I'm starting to go away. This year we went to Casanare, and we're looking, we've got the app open here. There are some really great places. I mean, I've been to Florencia. You know, it's almost like a frontier city.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's right there on the edge of the jungle.
The rainforest.
Yeah,
yes.
And stuff. But you've got Florencia La Avispa, which I guess is a...
It's a natural park.
Okay. And Florencia El Manantial, which would be like a spring.
El Manantial is a very nice place because it is inside the forest, the jungle. But they still have an indigenous community in El Manantial.
Okay.
So it's really nice because at the end you end up doing a really nice trekking inside the jungle, but you meet in the trekking the original indigenous of the area. So it's a really nice, it's a really nice place.
I see you got Hato Corozal in El Llano. I mean, but getting out there is, I mean, that's a challenge. I know I've heard it's an amazing place to visit, and the wildlife and everything else, but you might as well try and hire a private plane to get all the way out there.
Yes, that's basically the thing we are trying to the value we are trying to add, because reaching these places is not easy.
No.
Some of them are
easy. You've got Guatapé. I mean, it's just...
Yes, it's kind of organized. But most of the places we are showing here are places that were really hiding in the countryside of the And because of the conflict, it was really, really difficult to reach.
Mm.
So basically, right now, they are trying to become a destination. As you said, it will take really long time to do it because we need to build infrastructure. We need to have access transport options that we don't have right now. But that's the added value we have in the application, that even though it's still being really difficult, we offer you the information on at least who to call, how to book, where to go, and what is the way to reach
which
the
I
place.
Think isn't that the best? I mean, that's what we want. I mean, I don't want you to tell me exactly what to do, but I do want you to give me the right contacts of who I should talk to. I mean, it's very nice photos on the app if we look at it. Very nice, very good for some travel inspiration, definitely. Now, you were saying earlier that you have, you have to have go to these destinations and ensure they have basic needs and they are of benefit to the community and so on. Do you have a list that you have to go through? I mean, a really long list, I'm sure.
Yes. I think you know it.
I know it, but we're talking about a conversation off camera, let's say, on that one, off microphone. It's a really long list, and it's things like, and it's the basic things that we forget about. You know, if you're sitting at your desk in London, it's grey, it's dreary, the bus goes past your window, you're on the second floor and it says Colombia, blah, 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 and you see this, an image of someone dancing and the jungles, you start looking up where to go in Colombia and what have you. But a lot of these places, like you said, don't have like a cash machine, and I mean that sounds trite, that sounds very big. But then they don't have the ability, to take reservations, or they don't have telephone connection, or they don't. So you're really getting out there. I mean, the word you keep using is authentic. I would say underdeveloped, unspoiled. Authentic is, of course, correct. But it's a challenge. I mean, every day, I imagine you're up against these challenges. Okay, so we're going to go to, let's say, where is Belén de
los Andaquiles?
I don't even know where that is.
Belén de los Andaquiles is a very special town in Caquetá.
Okay.
It is around 45 minutes from Florencia, the capital. And it's an amazing Caquetá, I will is one of my favorite departments in Colombia.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Caquetá is amazing. And it has been one of the most affected department for the country in Colombia. Some people say, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but some people say that thanks to the guerrillas, the countryside is still pristine in this country. So Caquetá is one example of this of the phrase. It's an amazing place. It's really difficult. We are working hard to try to offer a more useful information in the app. We are working on that. It's not easy because, as you said, even for us, it's difficult to reach these places. We have problems every day, like we are trying to call the destination to clarify something for the number we have for the tourists, and they don't pick up the call.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like...
If that doesn't happen out there, it doesn't happen in Montpós. So, I mean, and that's where they got relative connection.
Exactly.
But you talk about this, it makes me laugh because I think of my friend who has a guest house near to Bahia Solano, and he calls it the Claro Rock. So, he can put his phone in one place on a rock and he'll get a Claro signal. So he has to leave it there and sit beside it, and there's only a couple of hours in the day he's there to receive the phone calls.
Yes.
For some reason, only on this rock.
And it happened all along the country in Colombia. As you say, if you are sitting in London or Washington or wherever you are, you cannot believe.
Mm.
But the reality in this country is that. And that's the reason we want people to come to visit these places. So you realize, because it looks like a different country.
Yeah.
So we talk in Semana Rural a lot about the two Colombians.
Yeah.
And these are the two Colombians we are referring to.
Rural. It's the truth. It's the challenge behind promoting anything here. I often feel that sometimes the person put in charge of tourism in Colombia is really just put there as a showpiece, because it is a huge effort, and tourism maybe should be more in contact with the Ministry of Environment, let's say. You know, these sort of things need to go together, and there needs to be sort of like a separation of the bodies here, I think, and some of the red tape. And Colombia, you know, I'm a small business owner and work in tourism, and is trying to strike out and ahead in tourism in these big... There's a lot of good terminology being used, you know, like your sustainability efforts and so on. So, of course, yes, in basic terms, what I can do in Mompox is separate my rubbish, but then it all goes to the same place. So, but I have to do that to look good in the eyes of the government, to get my, you know, certificates and everything else. And it just makes it so hard, because you know where it's going, because you see it on the highway. And there are so many challenges, but at the same time, there's so much that you can do, and there's so much that is possible here. Mm-hmm. Because it is, like you say, you know, it's been, you know, these areas of Caquetá, maybe in, you know, 10 years ago, maybe got one tourist, you know, who wasn't a journalist, you know.
Yes.
I've been to Caquetá a couple of times. I love Caquetá. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's so much that can be done as well in terms of reconciliation. You're telling the people to tell their stories. Maybe it's too hard for some, but there are others who can speak. And that's part of the attraction. You know, I don't like talking about the sort of disaster tourism and things like that. But part of the reason people come to Colombia is that it's now opening up, and it did have such a poor reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be addressed and not abandoned in these tourism. I'm not expecting you to, you know, the tourism ministry to put up a picture of the guerrilla and say, now you can come, you know. Like, but I think when people are here, and I am employed by people to give talks about the reality of the politics in Colombia, like English and Americans who come, because that's what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mention the name that we never mentioned, the guy from Medellin. I don't talk about that, but you talk about the reality of, you know, not the Escobarian history, but it has to come in there somewhere. You can't abandon it. It's just the reality of it.
Yes, it is, and especially for the destinations we are promoting,
mm-hmm.
because people still, Colombian people even, still afraid to visit these places. And so basically you cannot invite people to your house without they knowing where do you live and how is your, you know, it's like, so part of the reasons we are promoting these places is because we want to show the people now it is possible to visit them. And of course it becomes part of the first things you have to say.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can visit and you can do it. Of course, you still have to have precautions,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, I think, I will say this is a personal point, and I think we are becoming more like a normal, typical developing country,
mm-hmm.
no? Where you have security issues, but it's like the typical security issues you can have in any developing country, not especially because of the conflict, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's part of the things we have to say, and that's one of the things we are trying to improve in the application,
mm-hmm.
and is to say exactly which precautions you have to have, not only about the security issues, but also regarding infrastructure, access, internet access, etc., etc. So you can plan your travel knowing exactly what to expect and what not. But this is a building process. So the application is offering right now basic information, and we are improving it as we
go along. Well, this is excellent. So everybody out there, you have homework to do, and that's very easy homework. Pick up your cell phones, go to the Google Play Store, the Apple Store, iTunes, whatever you do, and download Arranca, because, you know, you build the traffic and they'll continue to build on it. And then it will be a better application, you know, and keep on improving the tourism experience to these areas which aren't usually visited. And also, if you have the chance to check out SemanaRural.com online, or in, you know, if you can find it in one of these towns, do so. Provide feedback. You know, Colombia, as we say, it's a developing process. And so we need the support. We in Colombia, we need the feedback in order to improve.
Yes. So, and I will say, I invite you to really take the challenge.
Yeah, there
you
go.
To know this Colombia, this beautiful Colombia.
Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Well, we've come to an end here, and it's been a really nice conversation with you, Paola. As you know, we've been talking to Paola Forero, the Director of Operations for Semana Rural. I can't promise you a massive drive of downloads of the app, but maybe a few more will come. Anyway, it's been really good, and it's nice to hear the enthusiasm, but also the honesty about tourism in Colombia. I think sometimes we get overwhelmed by the glossy pictures and the amazing opportunities, but the realities are here too. So again, everyone, check out SemanaRural.com and download Arranca. And that's your homework, and I want feedback. So that's you can write to us at ColombiaCalling@gmail.com, on Twitter as well @ColombiaCalling, and of course we're on Facebook, but I really don't use it very much anymore. So do anything else. This has been episode 252 of the Colombia Calling podcast. Thank you again, all of you, for listening. I know you've enjoyed it. We'll be back next week with further interviewees talking something Colombia related. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.
Chorro y atar.